Now, really, really gruesome story coming out of Wolseley in the Western Cape yesterday, when a man was spotted dragging the body of a 20-year-old woman in the Pine Valley informal settlement. When police went to investigate, they then found two other bodies in shallow graves. And this is raising concern about whether this man is implicated in all three deaths, or there could be something more gruesome happening in the town of Wolseley. Wendy Pakeer is the co-founder of the Ubuntu Rural Woman and Youth Movement. Wendy, do we know if the man is connected to all three of these deaths? I know he has been charged for at least the death of that one 20-year-old woman.
Good morning, Lester. At this stage now, I've read an article around the matter yesterday. I think where he took the body was very close to where they found the other two graves, where they found the two bodies. And, of course, now they're going to look at the causes of death and whether there's, how can I say, similarities. And that will actually tell us if he is. Because when I read about it yesterday, I was so upset because it's a really sad state of affairs. At this stage, we don't know who the woman is. Their families might have been worried. I mean, their family member. It might be a sister to somebody, a daughter. It might be a mother of a child. So I'm so angry when I read this yesterday, because we read it every day.
Wendy, you often talk about the issue on the scourge of gender-based violence, femicide. It is often directed and focused on urban areas in major cities and metros and municipalities. And you say that often femicide, issues of gender-based violence, is often overlooked in rural towns, agricultural communities. And when we talk about farm violence and rural violence, this is also what we are talking about, the vulnerability of particularly poor farm workers and farm dwellers in rural areas.
Yes, gender-based violence is a widespread problem in South Africa. Now, we can't overlook that. But when it comes to rural women, they carry a triple burden. And it's because they're black, because they're women, and because they live in a far rural town and isolated, they're far from urban centers. So they can't access the court and institutions as easily as people in urban areas can. But often, a lot of these killings and murders are happening, and then it's silent. You know, sometimes the media pick whether they want to cover the story or not. So a lot of these stories never make it to the media. But if I look at a lot of the urban killings of women, which is also very sad, and we want every story to be highlighted. So I'm not saying in any way that we cannot highlight the issues of a woman being killed. But we must be fair. It must be across the board. It shouldn't seem as if the one life is more than important than the other. You see,
Wendy,
so that for me is critical in this, yes.
Just following up on some of the reporting here, is that the identities, the genders of those two other bodies have not yet been identified. But knowing small rural communities and knowing the town of Wolseley, it's very small. It's a few thousand people. If someone were to go missing, if a family were to be missing a loved one, surely they... it wouldn't be long for them to, it just baffles me that bodies can be found and not know who it is, as if no one had reported these two people missing.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing last night, because if they filed missing reports in Wolseley, unless they've dumped the bodies there. But then I told them this person, he should have access to a car, maybe had other help or something. I was thinking so many things, making lots of scenarios in my head. If they are from the area, the police would pick up that there were women missing, or if it were. But I mean, the newspaper yesterday actually said they found the bodies of two other women. I don't know on what basis did they make that conclusion. So yes, people do report it. They report it to the police station. I mean, there was a 24-hour thing, but even now we go earlier, because in that short period, you can maybe still find the woman alive or the child when you go missing. You can't wait 24 hours anymore.
Wendy Pakeer, she is the co-founder of the Ubuntu Rural Woman and Youth Movement. Thanks so much for joining us on Breakfast.